What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
A belt or suspenders.
Okay, did you ever hear the term galluses or braces?
Yeah, uh-huh. They used to say galluses back when my daddy would say galluses.
I never heard that term before I started doing this. I never.
Yeah, he'd say my galluses.
What do you hold over you when it rains? You open it up.
Well, now I say an umbrella, but back in those days they said a parasol.
Parasol? Okay, what is the last thing you put on the bed? No,
the bed spread.
Okay, did you ever hear it called a coverlet?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's a counterpane?
A counterpane was a heavy bedspread, like the Martha Washington bedspreads. I have one on my bed, on my early American bed, and they called it a counterpane.
Mm-hmm.
But it was kind of a crocheted, heavy crocheted knit-like bedspread.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there is a difference in a bedspread and a coverlet. A coverlet, it throws on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And a bedspread comes all the way to the floor.
I see. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Pillow. Okay. Do you remember ever using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
To sleep
or
on.
Or a large pillow? Yes, sir.
Oh, let's see. They did have a thing. Bolster.
Mm-hmm.
But it was mainly for looks.
If you'd say, if it was real long, and you said that bolster didn't go part way across the bed, it went, meaning the whole way across.
Mm-hmm. They'd say it wasn't wide enough that it didn't cover the.
Right, but it didn't cover just half the bed, but it went all the way across the bed. You'd say that bolster covers
the whole bed.
Okay. It goes, in other words, it
all
goes
all the way across.
All the way across. Okay. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
Cover.
Okay. A cover that has some kind of batting in it.
Quilts.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a comforter?
Yeah, but a comforter is a newer word than quilt.
Is that right?
They made quilts before they did comforters.
I see. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children...
A pallet.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a shakedown? Or
no.
A lodge?
Uh-uh.
Okay, let's see. What do you call the flat lowland along a stream?
A swampy place.
Okay. It overflowed in spring and plowed it later. What would you call that?
The bottomland.
Did you ever hear it called lowland?
Yeah, and lowland, the bottom land, or the creek bottom. Well, a lot of times we called it the creek bottom because it'd be close to a creek and it would overflow.
What would you call a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay? You wouldn't grow any corn in it or cotton or anything.
Well, we always just put that in pasture.
In a pasture? Did you ever call that a marshland or a prairie or a desert?
Well, now, marshland is, if it is swampy and watery and all, and sometimes, now, they don't call it prairie here because we really just don't have that much, but some countries they call it prairie. It's no good for anything else.
Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
We had sandy.